Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Enigma Fishing, Cast, Catch, Repeat. Visit Anderson, South Carolina, home of beautiful Lake Hartwell. Phoenix Boats, experience the difference. And by the Bass Anglers Sportsman Society. Now, here's lifetime BASS member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the BassPro.com Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series presented by Bass Pro Shops and the tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, a High School National Championship, the College National Championship, and the College Bracket, leading to the Bassmaster Classic. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are, and for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation Club, visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Nation tab. The best way to communicate with the show, to post your pictures or tell us your stories or just comment on the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag BassRadio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the watch button at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. And now we've added a new element to Bassmaster Radio, and that's our video feed that you can find at Bassmaster.com/radio or go to Bassmaster.com and click on the watch tab and then click on Bassmaster Radio. We encourage you as well to like and subscribe to our YouTube page at Largemouth Marketing. That's YouTube Largemouth Marketing. That's the production outfit for Bassmaster Radio. So the new guy got it done in his Elite Series debut. Brian New qualified after being the BassPro.com Bassmaster Opens AOI last year and who won last year's open season opener at Kissimmee, won for the second time in just 9 BASS starts. And he did it by 10 pounds over a star-studded final day top 10 with a 26-pound bag. He is coming up in our Rapala Winner's Circle segment a bit later on. The next event on tour is the Bassmaster Elite on the Tennessee River out of Knoxville, and pro Brandon Card is from that neck of the woods, and he will join us to help set it up. And Bassmaster.com managing editor Chris Mitchell will join us today as well to pull back the curtain on how the website handles a major tournament and balancing that with the incredible amount of how-to information available. So grab a cup of coffee and jump on board as we pull this show away from the dock. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Five fish for 22 pounds even, becoming a two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year.
Hi, I'm Gerald Swindle, Bassmaster member. I don't care if I'm in California, Oregon, or France. If I see a bass sticker in a window of a truck or a car, I got something in common with that person. Why don't you come join me and you be a member?
Get these free gifts when you join today, a $50 value. Go to Bassmaster.com/join and become a member of America's leading bass fishing organization.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham. And I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats built by anglers for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And hey, welcome back. Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And let's get things started looking forward. We'll look back with Brian New coming up in the next segment off of his win at the St. John's River. But let's look ahead as the pros are heading for Knoxville, the same place that the Bassmaster Classic was a couple of years ago with those great crowds. And they will fish the Tennessee River at the head end there. A lot of guys will be running to Loudoun. Maybe some will go to Tellico. We'll see. But if you're going to talk about that part of the country, you really want to talk to Brandon Card. He's one of the guys. He's from the Lake Norris area, which is just a little bit north of there. But he has some good experience in that region, and he joins us now. Brandon, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Thanks for having me, Tom.
I suspect that you're really looking forward to this. Did not go the way you wanted it to go at the St. John's River, and you probably couldn't get everybody's complaining about how cold it's going to be in Tennessee this upcoming week, but probably something that you're looking forward to and get wash away that bad tournament as quickly as possible.
Yeah, exactly. Man, that St. John's River, that was a tough pill to swallow because You could be doing the right thing, but just in the wrong section of river and just totally miss them. You know, they were only pulled up in just certain specific areas, and I guess I just happened to fish in a part of the river where they just hadn't pulled up yet. So just time to just forget about that one, and definitely. I'm getting pretty amped up about this Knoxville event for sure.
Yeah, you know that someday we'll be going back there for a Bassmaster Classic, I'm sure. But your thoughts about the last Classic that was there, the tremendous crowds at takeoff, 5,000-6,000 people, you know, at the landing there, at the Volunteer Landing. It won't necessarily be like that this time, but what a cool venue, and it's just such a great spot to hold a Bassmaster Elite Series event.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Knoxville is definitely a fishing town for sure, fishing city, if you will. You know, growing up in that area, you know, I grew up about 45 minutes north of Knoxville in Cherryville, Tennessee, but spent a lot of time in Knoxville, and I didn't realize that, you know, that it was not normal to be like a fishing town. Like after traveling around all over the place, I'm like, oh, man, East Tennessee is crazy about bass fishing, and other parts of the country, you know, maybe not so much. So, you know, obviously down in Texas and stuff, people are in Alabama are definitely fishing crazy. But East Tennessee is for sure. And just growing up in that area, everybody fishes. And we have so many lakes within, I think, an hour's drive of Knoxville. I think there's like 7 or 8 reservoirs to fish, and that's not even mentioning all the rivers and stuff that you can catch bass out of too. So it's just kind of in our blood in East Tennessee. Just, you know, that's just what you do. You just go fishing.
You know, it's really the state of Tennessee. I don't want to say I've lived in Tennessee now for 14 years, and you know, I live down by Tim's Ford Lake, and we have Chickamauga in one direction, and then Gunnersville in the next, and of course, Normandy and these lakes around here. And it's funny because people think that everybody in Tennessee must, if you're from Tennessee, you must know that particular body of water. And I always joke with Brandon Lester. They talk about him like he's one of the locals when it comes to fishing out of Knoxville and Loudoun and Tellico. And he's like, you know, I've never hardly even been up there. Because in Tennessee, you can drive, you drive an hour and you drive by 6 lakes. I mean, it's just nuts. A lot, you don't have to really roam that far.
No, I mean, that's so true. Like, Tim's Ford, I've never fished Tim's Ford. Like, I'd be driving by, you know, 10 lakes getting there. So, yeah, that's so true.
Yeah, and other places, people, you know, they don't think anything of driving 3 hours to get to the lake. And here you drive 3 hours, and you're probably going to drive by 15 lakes. That's just the way it is.
Talk
about the way it will be because of the fact that we've had a brutally cold week throughout the Mid-South. It's been cold. It's been icy. Water temps have got to be dropping. It's not going to be a heck of a lot warmer for you guys when you actually get going. It's going to start out real cold with the practice days. It may warm up a little bit. But what kind of a lake will this be in February? You know, even as opposed to the way it was a couple of years ago at the Classic, but what do you anticipate it being like?
Well, as far as weights go, I think it's going to be very similar to what we had at the Classic. Obviously, I wasn't able to fish in that Classic, but just looking at the weights and everything, I think it's going to be very similar. I think the difference that we'll see is that the fish probably won't be as far back into places as they were, you know, when they fished the Bassmaster Classic. So, you know, I don't think that the back ends of the creeks and, you know, some of those places you saw some of the high finishers, you know, cranking up fish in super shallow water. I don't know if that's going to play quite as much, but I do think that the main lake bite that a few of the finishers were on, I think Jacob Wheeler and Mark Daniels and a few other guys, I think that's going to be very similar. So, you know, definitely it's going to be a cranking and a, you know, jerk bait bite. And then, you know, I think that you may see a little bit more of Teleco this go around. We didn't see Teleco didn't really play at all in the Classic, and I think it'll play more in this one, especially with the colder temperatures and, you know, with the smallmouth being more of a factor. Somebody's going to crack the code on Teleco.
Take a minute to get there, though, won't it? I mean, especially if it's like 23 degrees and you might want to have that motorcycle helmet ready to go. And it just talk about in the best conditions how long it would take to get to Teleco. Because we saw guys at the St. John's River running 2 hours. You know, I mean, Gary Klaus running all the way, you know, a couple of hours south of the takeoff there. But there were a lot of long runs. But that's different when you're in Florida than it would be in February in Tennessee.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and the funny thing is I've driven up through there so many times, but never in a tournament. Like, my wife and I, we go boating a lot in downtown Knoxville, just looking at, you know, all the houses and everything. And we've driven that section so many times that I've never done it wide open all the way, you know, to the dam, you know, where Teleco is. So, I mean, I would say it's somewhere in maybe 50 minutes to an hour to get to, you know, the canal that basically connects Fort Loudoun and Teleco. Now, you know, depending where you want to fish on Teleco, that's a different story. I mean, if you want to, you know, fish halfway up into Teleco, well, then there's you another, you know, 25 minutes or
right.
So. But if you want to stay down there by the dam, you know, I would say getting back to the launch ramp, you know, it'd probably be a good hour. So
I fished an event there about 8 years ago, and I just was stunned at the difference between Fort Loudoun and Teleco. I mean, just talk about that a little bit, because one is much more stained. Teleco, very much a clear water type, deeper water type lake.
Yeah, so the best way I can describe the water clarity on Teleco is just that it's just the Tennessee River water clarity. So what you come to expect on, you know, Gunnersville, Kentucky Lake, you know, that's typically the water clarity on Loudoun. However, in the spring of the year, there's all kinds of, you know, heavy rains that come through that area. And, you know, it's usually a little bit dingier in the spring. But Teleco, a lot of the runoff from, you know, heavy rains comes from the mountains. So, you know, all the creeks and everything that feed Teleco, you know, are pretty much clear creeks. So it takes a whole lot of torrential rains to even, you know, make Teleco muddy. So that's the big difference, is that Fort Loudoun, you know, gets dingy a lot quicker, because it's obviously all that rain and stuff is kind of coming through the city and, you know, stuff like that. So, but yeah, Teleco is definitely a lot cleaner. That's more of what I call like a conditional lake.
Right.
So when the conditions line up and you have, you know, high winds, got some, you know, some fronts coming through, those fish are going to feed. But when it's a high pressure day, you know, it's calm out, that's when it's tough to get bit over there on Teleco. So Loudoun's a little bit more of a safer bet, you know, because you have that more of a stained water that's just going to, day in and day out, it's going to be easier to get bit. But Teleco, if the conditions are right, you can catch a really big bag over there.
Brandon Card has been our guest. Brandon, we appreciate you. You're a guy that we're looking at on our fantasy teams certainly this week. We're looking forward to big things for you. I know you're looking for a good bounce-back tournament there out of Knoxville, and we thank you for doing this.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Thank you. There you go, Brandon Card. All right, when we come back, Brian New is up next in the Rapala Winner Circle. That's right here on Phoenix Boats, Bassmaster Radio, on the Bassmaster Radio Network. No fishing expos this month? No problem. Enigma Fishing is bringing the deals right to you anyway. How about this? Buy two reels, get a third of equal or lesser value free. Buy two rods, get the third of equal or lesser value free. Two combos, the third is free. Two hoodies, the third is free. Are you getting a drift here? It's three of the same value for the price of two. Or how about six rods or reels for the price of four? The prices were already insanely low. And not a deal is even better. Visit EnigmaFishing.com for more. That's Enigma Fishing.
Boots, Bulls, and the Bassmaster Classic. Everything's bigger in Texas. Be at the best 3 days in bass fishing June 11th through 13th. Watch the takeoffs at Ray Roberts State Park at Pilot Point. Then head to Fort Worth for the huge expo with the latest in outdoors and fishing gear at Will Rogers Memorial Center. Then experience the exciting weigh-in shows at Dickies Arena. Meet Bassmaster Pros, win prizes, plenty of activities for the kids, plus all events are free. Catch the fun in Fort Worth at the Academy Sports and Outdoors Bassmaster Classic presented by Hook. Details at Bassmaster.com.
From dawn to midday to dusk, the sun's rays dance across the water and the sparkling light beckons. The abundant shorelines invite you to play or sail or simply behold. This is where champions fish and families gather to unwind. It's Lake Hartwell, and Anderson is the gateway to its wonders. Walk on a pier, float all day, and restore your soul in this beautiful oasis. Visit Anderson, South Carolina's bright spot. Discover more at visitanderson.com and visitlakehartwell.com.
Holy smokes!
There's a way to the top. Bass Nation.
The dream was to fish the Bassmaster Classic.
Started fishing ponds with my grandpa when I was young. Here I am now, third year on the Elite Series.
There's no way I would be living my dream. There's no way I would be fishing the Elite Tour.
For a lot of the guys that work and the weekend guys, that's your only route. Without Bass Nation, I wouldn't be here today.
Find a club near you at Bassmaster.com/nation.
Bass Nation, let me hear you.
Welcome back to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Hey, welcome back, Phoenix Boats, Bassmaster Radio. Now time for the Rapala Winner's Circle, and this is a dude that we had on not too long ago. He was the Angler of the Year in the Opens last year. He won at Kissimmee last year to start the season, and all he does in his very first Elite Series event is go to the St. John's River and get better and better each day and pull out the win. He, of course, is Brian New, and he joins us now. Brian, welcome to the show again. How are you?
I'm doing great. Very busy, but I'm doing great.
Now, you are busy. Of course, you guys get ready to turn around and start practice up in Knoxville. But, you know, I got to ask you, are you looking for property in Florida yet? Because you're like an ATM machine down there. You fished a total of 9 tournaments with bass. You've made over $180,000. And a winner at Kissimmee, a winner at Lake George and the St. John's River, you know, might be time to think about a little piece of property down that way.
I tell you what, Florida is it's special to me, man. I have I've had a lot of success in Florida. You know, really, it's not that far. It's only about, I think St. John's was roughly 6.5 hours from my house. Mm-hmm. Only the second time I've ever been to the St. John's. I was there last year for another event, and actually the week after the Elites were there last year, but you know, I don't go there, but you know, once or twice a year, and it's been good to me.
12 pounds day one and a shortened day, 20 pounds on day two, 21 pounds day three, the mother load on the final day to just race past everybody, 26 pounds, 4 ounces. And you strike me as a guy that you're not intimidated by anybody. The Opens field was loaded last year, and you were the Angler of the Year. But on that final day, I mean, you're out there. There's Mark Menendez. There's Seth Fider. There's, you know, Patrick Walters is a young stud coming along with a win already. Greg Hackney. I mean, you know, did you think at all about the field of guys? Hank Cherry, the defending Bassmaster Classic champion. Did you think at all about the group of guys that you were in that top 10 with?
You know, not really. There's a ton of you know, Elite Series guys and other series professionals around here locally that I've fished against and fished with, you know, my entire life. And
around Carolinas. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's really just you against the fish. I mean, if you're going to win a tournament, you're going to win it no matter who you're fishing against. If you're, say, you know, I go out and catch 25 pounds or 26 pounds, I guess, the final day at St. John's River, it doesn't matter who I'm fishing against. So, I mean, yeah, it does, I guess it's more satisfying when you beat those guys.
Yeah.
But as far as while I'm out there on the water, while I'm sitting there before blast off, you know, it's just another day. I mean, it's a very special day. You know, you are fishing against the best anglers in the world. So that's cool in itself. But as far as intimidation, zero.
And look, you're a cocky, confident. No, I don't want to say cocky. You're a confident guy. You said going in that your goal this year was to win the Bassmaster Classic and Angler of the Year. Okay, no big deal. But I don't understand what people would expect. What should you say? I want to come in 29th? I mean, obviously, that's what you want to do, right? I mean, you're out there to win tournaments.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And, you know, I'm as far from cocky as it would come. I mean, maybe the confidence that I do have now that I've gained over the last few years, maybe it would come off as cocky to some people, but I promise you that is not the vibe that I want to give. I just, you know, I've been successful, and but don't get me wrong, like, I'm worried about Knoxville.
Yeah.
I was worried about the St. John's River. But, you know, when I get to a tournament and I'm worried about it, I get out there, you know, practice, you know, really hard for 3 days, daylight to dark, and, you know, typically, hopefully, I've got a feel for what's going on. And, you know, by that point, hopefully, you know, typically I'm somewhat comfortable and have an idea of what I need to do, and I just got to make it happen at that point.
Brian New with us coming off his win at the St. John's River. How did you, such a massive amount of water, like you say, you don't have a huge amount of history there at the St. John's, you go down there once a year, but how did you eliminate so much of the water and say, okay, this spot here, south end of Lake George, in the canals here, a very specific area, lily pads and so on, which was a classic bass habitat. How did you narrow down to that spot and eliminate so much other water, which all looks so good?
Well, the way that I practice, like I literally looked at everything that we could possibly fish almost other than crescent and what's the other one that you have to lock into
Rodman Reservoir.
Rodman Reservoir. I never went to those two lakes, and I looked at everything else. I mean, in 3 days of practice, and actually the first day of the tournament, I was still practicing somewhat, and you know, I understand how the spawn works in Florida. It's, you know, it's different than other places in the country. I mean, somewhat, and really, I don't even know that I could explain what I mean by that.
Yeah.
It's just, I understand it in my head. And, you know, I found a hint of that the last day of practice. And then the first day of the tournament, it wasn't very good, but at the very end of the day, I started getting a little bit better of a hint of it, and it was just too late for that day once I figured that out. And then the second day was when I really, really got dialed in. And, you know, those fish, they were just constantly flooding into that area that I was fishing.
And talk about, too, you said that you wanted to fish the isolated clumps of lily pads as opposed to the thick lily pad fields. How do you make that decision, and why do you think that they were, at least the fish that were more catchable maybe, why they were more relating to those isolated pads as opposed to just a thick lily pad field?
Well, I think there were several things going on there. I mean, one, it's just an easier target. I think every pad down you know, if there's 10 million pads down there, that I would say 7 million of them had fish on them. It was just a isolated pad. It is easier to target. It is easier to land the fish. It's easier to actually fish. And on top of that, I think it is actually better because whenever you have just a great big mass bunch of pads that are really tight together, it blocks out a lot of sunlight.
Right.
And a fish needs a lot of sunlight to spawn. And, I mean, that's what these fish doing. I mean, at 100%, the fish that I was catching were spawning. I just was not visually looking at the beds. So that's why I say that the isolated or the more scattered out pads, not so thick, that's why I targeted those.
All right, finally, in our last couple of minutes, you got to tell us the story of how you ended up with Pulse Fish Lures as your title sponsor halfway through wrapping your boat and had to redo the wrap with Pulse Fish Lures. This is a great story. Tell that story.
So it's like 2 days before I leave to go to Florida for the first event. You know, everything's crazy this year. I had a very small time frame to get things done, to get deals finished up. And I'm at the wrap shop last minute. I'm actually doing a little bit of work on my boat because my wrap was going to be done that day, so I could knock out two birds with one stone. And he's got this side done. I'll take a picture and make a post of it. And, you know, about 30, 45 minutes later, we decide we'll go to lunch. And I get a phone call. It's from my friend Todd Goad, the owner of Pulse Fish Lures. And you know, so while we're at lunch, you know, I'm eating. I'll call him back in a little bit when I get back to the shop. And I get back to the shop, and he calls me again. I said, well, this is probably pretty important. So I answered it. And he said, hey, I see you don't have a title sponsor. I said, you would be right. He said, you need one. I said, you would be right. And he said, I want to be one. I said, talk sweet to me. And, you know, we had a very short, brief, short and sweet conversation. And it was, you know, now Pulse Fish Lures is my title sponsor. They make really good slim bait heads. Some unique stuff, really great products. I've used them for years. Like I said, Todd's a friend of mine, a personal friend of mine, and I've caught a lot of fish over on their products over the years. And I'm very, very humbled and very, very blessed to be representing their products this year. And you know, also very thankful to have them on board to make this year a lot easier.
And it goes to show how important social media is, because if you don't make the post, you
absolutely
don't get the sponsor. So there you go. It's good stuff.
Absolutely.
Brian New has been our guest. Congrats on the win, Brian. I got a feeling we'll be talking again. Who knows? You know, the Rabble of Winter Circle, all the winners come in. And I appreciate you taking a few minutes to do this before you head to Knoxville.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for having me on. And definitely, hopefully, we get to do this again, maybe a few times this year.
Wow, there you go. No, not cocky, but confident. There you go, Brian New. Thanks, Brian.
That's right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Brian New, how good is that? That is great stuff. All right, we're going to get a break in here. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about behind the scenes at Bassmaster.com. We will do it with Chris Mitchell. He is the editor at Bassmaster.com. We'll do that next right here on Phoenix Boats, Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham. am, and I too run a Phoenix boat, and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
From dawn to midday to dusk, the sun's rays dance across the water and the sparkling light beckons. The abundant shorelines invite you to play or sail or simply behold. This is where champions fish and families gather to unwind. It's Lake Hartwell, and Anderson is the gateway to its wonders. Walk on a pier, float all day, and restore your soul in this beautiful oasis. Visit Anderson, South Carolina's bright spot. Discover more at visitanderson.com and visitlakehartwell.com.
The season is underway, and it's time for you to bring it. Pit your knowledge against friends and fans everywhere in Rapala Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing. It's free, and it starts by signing up. Then pick your five-angler team for each event. The grand prize winner gets a Bass Pro Shop shopping spree, cash, and Rapala prize pack. Total value $20,000. Plus new opportunities, including $4,000 worth of prizes for each individual event winner. Plus another $500 if you're a Bass member. Sign up today and start bringing it at BassmasterFantasy.com.
Welcome back to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Yeah, welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And now a chance to kind of pull back the curtain, find out how the sausage is made, as I like to say, regarding Bassmaster.com and all the work that goes into the incredible coverage of an event and everything else, really, with Bassmaster. And joining us now is the managing editor of Bassmaster.com, Chris Mitchell. Chris, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, Tom, doing great. Great to hear from you.
Well, I appreciate you joining us here a little bit. And we're in between tournaments here. And does this schedule set up well for those of you that are responsible for all the information at Bassmaster.com when there's basically a tournament every other week and there's like shorter gaps in between? Or would it be better for you guys if it was, you know, once a month?
I love the schedule this year. I mean, compared to last year, and for a lot of reasons, obviously, last year was kind of wild. But having a kind of a regular cadence with the tournaments, I think, is good. And we moved. I don't know if you've told them yet. We moved Sabine to August, yeah. So we basically kind of have one each month with a couple months with two in it. But I think it's great. I can tell you, the first one we had fantastic numbers. We love the amount of people who came and visited the site. The first one's always great. People are hungry up north. You can walk on the water. You can't even fish it. So I think you got a lot of hungry fans coming on, you know.
And it's an interesting balance at the site between coverage of the Elite Series and the Open Series and the pros and so on. And the how-to part of it, because this is the site where, you know, the 500,000 members of the Bass Angler Sportsman Society, we never forget about that, that's the meat and potatoes of the organization. And I know I love the one-minute angler, the Tackle Tuesday, the top lures, you know, those types of things are all fantastic as well. And you guys have to kind of balance that with the coverage of the Elite Series.
You know, that is probably the toughest part of the job, because you're right. We've got to... You know, some people come to the website, they don't know what the Elite Series is, but they want to see something about how to fish.
Yeah.
And it's really easy for us to just fall into the Elite Series and cover every aspect of it, and honestly, that's what we do. But one thing I do during tournaments, and I think I moved it back down, but if next time there's a tournament, you'll see the how-to section kind of high up on the page, because I'm hoping if someone comes and they do want something like that, that they won't have to go too far to see it. Because that is a big challenge of ours.
Yeah, yeah. And, of course, we know that most people go to Bassmaster.com to listen to Bassmaster Radio, right, under the watch tab.
Of course.
Down there, and you click on Bassmaster Radio, and we have our page there as well, I guess, of course. But it is tremendous. I mean, it's just so much content. And one of the other things that I really love about it is so many sites now – And you can give us the numbers of how many visitors you guys get on average a month. But so many sites now put stuff behind various paywalls and so on. And even though I'm a lifelong member of the BASS, I love the fact that anybody can come to this site and see all of this information without having to be a member or having to buy to get the good stories and that type of stuff.
That's right. You know, a lot of sites, and some of them, I get it, you know, local newspapers and all, and economically, they just have to do that. And one thing we fought really hard to do, and you're right, is let everyone be able to see everything. You know, there's no hard way to get to content, because a lot of the stuff, you know, you want people to see, and it helps the angler who's in it, maybe. It helps us. It helps just the sport of fishing. You know, we want our information to be out there and to be a voice kind of, you know, over in every aspect to the world of fishing, I guess.
Yeah, including conservation, and there's stories about that type of stuff as well, and what makes it really
Absolutely.
Good. Now, when you guys cover a tournament, it feels like it's all hands on deck. I mean, there are guys that have cameras in their hands, there are guys that are writing stories, there are, you know, a lot of people that do different jobs and have different responsibilities with BASS that are covering a Bassmaster tournament. I mean, you have a pretty big crew of guys out there doing that stuff.
Absolutely, except for the magazine guys. I don't know what they do during tournaments, but that's a whole other story. But,
yeah, do their own thing. James Hall's got his own trailer, you know, yeah, that kind of stuff. He just
probably,
yeah.
we send a big crew down there. We have a big crew that no one really, and no one on any side would see, a group of people receiving the information and getting it on the website as fast as possible. We pride ourselves on being, you know, getting the blogs, we get in the videos. We have a whole crew in Little Rock, you know, they're producing the live show, and they're also clipping out from the live show. So if you go to Bassmaster on social media or come to the website during the tournament, you're going to see sometimes a clip that happened 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, the audience is so hungry for the tournament, and they're not always going to come to the website and click on live. They might not have time for that. You know, they might just be taking a break or you know, watching the kids, and I just want to check in on the tournament and see how it's going. So we want to cater to, like, every possible scenario. If you want to know what's going on in the tournament, we're going to really try to make it to where it's easy for you to find out.
Chris Mitchell with us from Bassmaster.com, talking about all that goes on behind the scenes at Bassmaster.com. I would imagine it is an interesting, you mentioned the magazine. You know, that's how we used to get our results, you know, and our information about a tournament. It'd be months later, you know, when you would get it. And then Bass Times you know, is a little bit faster, you know, and what Brian Brasher and his great crew do with Bass Times. But all of this has changed now with the advent of the dot-coms and the instant information. The same thing with Bassmaster Live. You know, we don't have to wait for a TV show a month later to see what happened, or in some cases 6 months later, like some organizations like to do. We get to see it as it's happening, and we follow it right away. But it's got to be interesting, some of the conversations. I'd love to be a fly on the wall between you guys and the magazine guys about, you know, what they do versus what you do, feature articles versus newsies type stuff.
Well, I'll tell you a little secret. I steal their content. we have a good relationship, because especially Bassmaster Magazine, you know, they're doing it much more in depth, and things that they can take the time to really, really flesh out a story into something greater than, you know, a lot of my stuff is pretty quick, you know, and that's just, it's because it's built for the medium that it is. But we have a great relationship with James and Brian too. You know, Brian kind of coordinates who writes the story of the tournament, even on the day up. So each day we have a story that kind of tells you how the day went in the tournament. And Brian and his team are involved in that. And then obviously it goes on the website, and also Brian and them write that up for Bass Times, you know, the overall thing in the tournament. So I was joking about them not being around, but they're very involved in that. And it's great, man. You know, we're Bass as an organization is so many different things, and sometimes you know, a big thing like that, like an octopus, it's a little hard to get everything to work together. But I feel like we do a really good job of that. And you know, I've been at Bass almost 9 years now, Brian like 5 or 6, James I James started, I think, in the 70s. I'm just kidding. But so we all have a good relationship and work together pretty well, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you a little secret. We at Bassmaster Radio, we steal from the website. So, no, but honestly, what I'll do is, honestly, if I see a really good tip or technique type thing going on there, I mean, it might be a one-minute type of deal there or something very, very short, a two-minute video. I'll look at that and say, you know, that's really timely. I'd like to expand that into a 9 or 10 minute segment on radio and talk to that guy about, you know, how he uses that that particular technique and so on. So if there's something really good at the site, I'm you know, it's all kind of ties together. We kind of promotes, you know, what's going on at the site as well as what we do with radio. So that kind of works that way too. Another thing I really enjoy, and I don't know how you guys gauge, you know, what's doing well. This week you've had the elite trucks up there, and I just love that. But I love the boats. I love going through the boats, especially the Phoenix boats, because I run a Phoenix, and there's like 21 guys running Phoenix. So I love the way they set up their boat. But it must be a really popular segment. I think people love to see the way a guy packs his boat and what he carries and in his boat, of course, the wraps and all that kind of stuff. And it's always some of my favorite content on the site.
You know, I shot those this year. I try to shoot them every year. It's a lot of fun, and it is one of our biggest, like, attention getters, especially – you know, we shot that the Wednesday before the tournament started, and I worked like until pretty late at night to get that up because I knew people would just devour it, and they did. It is super interesting. I wish I had more time with that. I wish I could maybe list some of their items and all, and maybe that's something we try to do in the future because people will download those images and try to zoom in to see things and all. It's kind of fascinating how much attention that gets. And I was a little worried this year because of the short turnaround time from the elites. I was worried that not everybody would have a wrap, but almost everyone was good to go.
Yeah, you know? I think Buddy Gross didn't have a wrap because his boat blew up in practice. That was the only one that ended up, you know, without a wrap during the tournament. But no, you were right about that. I mean, there were so many guys that got wrapped on the way to Florida. I mean, Chris Zeldane did a great video about his wrapping his boat on the way to Florida, and I know others, Brandon Lester and some others were getting wrapped the week they came down there, and so it was amazing how all of this got done.
Absolutely. You know, a quick story about that shooting that gallery. Brian New drove up, and I saw Brian when he won the Opens AOI.
Yeah.
And I happened to be there when we gave him the trophy, and I took a picture and did a little video with him. And so he pulls up, and I said, you know, last time I saw you, you were holding a trophy. And he looked at me dead in the eye, and he says, I'd like to hold another one pretty soon. And I was like, whatever. But he has a confidence. It's not cockiness. It's a confidence. And it definitely showed this week.
Yeah. Well, he said, I'm here to win the Bassmaster Classic and the Angler of the Year. And you know, some people laughed. But I'm sitting there, and I thought about it for a moment. I think about what other athletes say in other sports. I'm like, well, what do you expect him to say? I'm here to finish 32nd? I mean, you know, I mean, of course he's here to win the tournament. And he did that. He's a fascinating young guy as well. And finally, Bass Track. The new Bass Track was really good. I was surprised when I popped it up on Thursday, the first time I saw it. And I thought it was extremely easy to follow. And I love being able to pop the window open and get more detail on the catches that these guys had and so on. And I see that Brad Watley picked up an extra $1,000 for being the closest guy to picking his ultimate weight off of Bass Track.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time in the short off season we had. We looked at Bass Track. We said, well, how can we make this better? People love this page. It's the most popular page during the tournament. So we added some tabs. You can see catches by time. You can see catches by weight. So you can see the Phoenix boat's big bass of the tournament, or of the day, actually, on Bass Track. If you tap or click on an angler, you can watch, as we get new videos of them catching, you can watch the videos. And when you try to watch a video, you don't leave the Bass Track page, so you can stay on there. Mm-hmm. We're really happy of how it turned out, and the response has been great. And, yeah, so the last part of that is we told the anglers, hey, if you – basically, the anglers have to guess their weight on Bass Track. So the closer they are, the better our Bass Track is. And so we offer them a little prize, you know, for each tournament. If whoever on the first 2 days guesses their weight closest gets a cool $1,000 in their pocket. And Brad Whatley was 2 ounces off. So I'm going to keep track of that because there's going to be a story at the end of the year about the most accurate and the most inaccurate Elite Series angler.
There you go.
Look forward to that from me.
Chris Mitchell has been our guest, Bassmaster.com. Chris, tremendous stuff. Appreciate you so much. And we'll look forward to chatting again. Keep up the great work at the .com.
Thanks, Tom.
All right, thank you. All right, we'll grab a break and come back and wrap it up next. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Five fish for 22 pounds even, becoming a two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year.
Hi, I'm Gerald Swindle, Bassmaster member. I don't care if I'm in California, Oregon, or France. If I see a bass sticker in a window of truck or car, I got something in common with that person. Why don't you come join me and you be a member?
Get these free gifts when you join today, a $50 value. Go to Bassmaster.com/join and become a member of America's leading bass fishing organization.
It's time for another great sweepstakes giveaway from your friends at Bassmaster. Just visit Bassmaster.com and click on sweepstakes for a chance to win in the Bassmaster Weekly Winner Giveaway. One winner each week through January will win a $1,000 Bass Pro Shops gift card, and you can enter every day for your chance to win. Just visit Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes for details and to enter now. It's the Bassmaster Weekly Winner Giveaway at Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes. Stakes. No fishing expos this month? No problem. Enigma Fishing is bringing the deals right to you anyway. How about this? Buy two reels, get a third of equal or lesser value free. Buy two rods, get the third of equal or lesser value free. Two combos, the third is free. Two hoodies, the third is free. Are you getting a drift here? It's three of the same value for the price of two. Or how about six rods or reels for the price of four? The prices were already insanely low, and not a deal is even better. Visit EnigmaFishing.com for more. That's EnigmaFishing.com.
This is Bassmaster Radio. The fish are in the live well, and we're heading for the dock. Now, back to Tom Abraham.
Final segment of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio, and as we idle this show back to the dock, let's take a look at some news and notes from around the pond. The Bassmaster Elite at the Sabine River, originally scheduled for April 8th through the 11th, has been backed up to mid-August now as that region continues to deal with the COVID-19 virus. Now, this event was rescheduled twice last year, and by God, Bass is bound and determined to get it in, since some of the best fans in the country are down there, and they always show out. Might be a bit warm in southeastern Texas in August, but as bad as the weather has been around the country this past week, I'm not sure anyone will mind. Get your official Bassmaster merchandise at Bassmaster.shop. Hats, shirts, hoodies, and more, all from your favorite outdoor brands in great Bassmaster styles. Plus, Bassmaster.shop has official Bass Nation merchandise. Shop for yourself or get gifts for your friends and family. Look for great deals every week at Bassmaster.shop, the only place to buy official Bassmaster and Bassmaster Classic gear. Now is the time to sign up for Rapala Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing, where you can win prizes for 1st through 20th place in each Elite event and at the Bassmaster Classic. Plus, one grand prize winner will receive a $15,000 Bass Pro Shop shopping spree, $5,000 in cash, and a variety prize pack from Rapala, a total value of more than $20,000. In fact, a grand total of more than $90,000 in prizes are available this year. So visit BassmasterFantasy.com. To register and get your team set for the Knoxville event. And join our Bassmaster Radio group and win tremendous prizes from Rapala, Enigma Fishing, Phoenix Boats, Missile Baits, and visit Anderson.com. Just go to the Groups button and search Bassmaster Radio. Now taking a look at the upcoming schedule. Next, it is the Bassmaster Elite at the Tennessee River out of Knoxville. That will be next weekend, February 25th through the 28th. The high school guys get going at the Mossy Oak Fishing Bassmaster High School Series at the Harris Chain, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors out of Leesburg, February 27th. And then the BassPro.com Southern Bassmaster Open at the Harris Chain is March 4th through the 6th. I am really looking forward to getting down there and fishing in that deal. Remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at Bassmaster.com/radio, or just hit the watch button and click on Bassmaster Radio. And check out our new YouTube channel at Largemouth Marketing for select angler videos. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.